Well, today we're visiting with Thaddeus Hawley. He's a board member of the Warren Cultural Center in Greenfield, and I want to talk a little bit about an event that he's had a hand in organizing here coming up this weekend on Saturday, August 26th. It's called The Underground, and we want to talk a little bit about that this morning. Thaddeus, how are you this morning?
I'm doing okay. How are you doing?
Well, just fine. Hey, tell me, what is The Underground? Tell me about the program.
Well, The Underground is a concert series that we're going to do in the basement of the Warren Cultural Center. And the thought is we have a lot of local bands, Iowa-related, I mean, bands, that aren't big enough that we would actually pay to have them up in our, you know, big stage up top where we have our regular shows. But we have this empty basement down there that we're not using, and I was like, hey, let's do what I've always wanted to do when I was a young kid and have a little underground concert series. It's affordable. It's only $5 at the door. And it's just to try to give a venue for small bands that aren't big enough to actually play the bigger venues to play at. And so this first show we have actually kind of cool. It's a local band called Gravisomnia, and they're going to be playing their first show here in Greenfield, but they're actually from Greenfield. So that's going to be awesome.
Yeah. Well, these are the kind of things that are done in big cities.
I think so. Usually, my idea actually is to try to pull bands from both here and Des Moines area and the Omaha area. And that way we're kind of getting the whole Southwest Iowa swath of people. And I don't always want it to be metal bands. The first show is going to be a metal punk show. But going forward, it will be whatever kind of shows we can get down in there. So if there's small country bands, if there's small folk acts, indie acts, anything like that, they're still free to reach out to me on Facebook, and we can get you down in there.
Yeah, an opportunity for them to be seen and to be heard and to get out in front of an audience like that. In some cases, their first chance.
Absolutely, yep. Actually, at this show, the Morning Veil, this will actually be their very first show. So, like, Gravisomnia, Mutually Assured Destruction, and More Cheese have all played at multiple places I know of. Except they've played at, like, Lefties and Woolies in Des Moines, so Morning Veil would be their first show here. So yeah, it's exactly the idea. Like, going forward, I would like to get more artwork down in there and stuff like that down in the basement to fill it out. And what I'd like to have is artwork of, like, bands early on, you know, like in their careers and stuff, to try to get that, I don't know, try to get that vibe down in there that, you know, this is to be your starting point.
Yeah. Well, and you said this first event, these bands are largely going to be metal, punk bands. They're going to be more rock than they are kind of the traditional stuff that folks might normally think that they would see on the stage out there at the Warren Cultural Center. So are you excited about getting variety?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Even going outside of the musical wheelhouse, you know, just cleaning up that space down there and looking at it and having a little stage down there now, it's even giving me ideas of, like, looking into comedy acts coming in and stuff like that. So, yeah, anytime we can diversify our entertainment there, you know, it helps us because we're a nonprofit, so we're always seeking funds and we're always seeking ways to better support our community, so.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of folks are used to seeing the stage entertainment there up in the main area, in the main theater, but tell them a little bit about what they're getting downstairs.
Well, downstairs, it's going to be a real bare bones, just down to earth, like you were back in the 90s garage band style show. So literally, it's just a little wood stage I made down there out of 2x4s and plywood. I got a few stage lights, nothing fancy. We're going to be able to seat standing room. We'll have about 100 people, and that's including the bands and stuff. So in total, we'll have about 80, 85 tickets. That will be bought at the door. It's divided into two rooms down below in the basement. So one half of it will be where the concessions and the band's merch and stuff like that will be. And there'll be a few tables there for people to sit down at and relax. On the other side will be where the stage is. And there'll be, you know, obviously the mosh area is what you would call it. That's just going to be an open area there. There'll be a few chairs sporadically throughout just for people to kind of catch a breather if they need to. They will be able to go outside and have smoking outside if they need to have a cigarette or have a little smoking area outside for them. And then we have wristbands that we purchased so that when you come down there, in order to make this a little safer, since it's in a darker area, unlike our upstairs where it's well lit, We're going to have wristbands for people who would like to purchase alcohol. You will be required to be have that wristband if you're drinking alcohol. Outside of that, you can find a $4 beer. We're going to have pop and water for sale, too. And, yeah, it's going to be a four-hour show down in the basement from 7 to 11. Okay. It's going to be loud.
Yeah, it's just $5 admission. So, you said, it's all kind of bare bones in the way it's set up, and it's meant to be that way.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so my whole pitch to the board was, hey, let me do something with this basement that we're not using, and I don't want to use any of our funds that, you know, we've recurred for upstairs that people, you know, donate for. I was like, I just want to do this as bare bones as possible. So, like, the stage lighting I found was $30 stage lighting I found on Amazon that I just bought myself, you know. The stage itself was just stuff we had laying around that the Cumberland Rose players used and stuff like that. So I just slapped that together. Just kind of has bare bones. Like I said, a 90s style garage band. I don't know. Down to earth. Maybe we're bringing up the next Slipknot or something. I don't know.
You'd never know what you're going to find. How have the, when you talk to the bands, how are they responding to this?
Well, I know Gravisomnia is super stoked about it. Like I said, they've played at Lefties and stuff like that, but they've never had an opportunity to play in their own hometown because it's not the type of music that's normally played around here. So they're really excited about it. And Morning Vale, I know, is super stoked about it from talking to them online. Like I said, this is their first show. So so another thing about this show is for anybody that's interested in ever performing at it, it's not like a paid show. Like, I'm not paying them a whole lot. What we're going to do for this first show, and it might be different going forward, but the $5 at the door, that $5 is going to be completely divided between all four bands. So that's going to be their little bit of a payout. Like I said, it's more for the exposure. It's more for just the experience of, you know, getting your band together in front of a crowd and what you can work on, what you need to work on, that kind of stuff.
Sure. You expect the crowd to be a little younger than the normal crowd upstairs?
I would most definitely expect that, yes. Which is another reason that we are kind of, my idea was trying to get, you know, we need to get some more youth into the Opera House, and if we can get them in downstairs and something like this that seems a little more hip and cool, then maybe they'll be more willing to come back for other events. And, you know, we're always looking for volunteers and stuff. So through this event, since it's something outside of our normal wheelhouse, we've had new volunteers step up and reach out to me, and they're interested in helping out. So if I can get them in the door in the basement, then, you know, going forward, maybe they can help out in other shows and stuff like that.
You bet. Get them started
somehow. As a nonprofit, we always take all the volunteers we can. So
yeah, that's for sure. Hey, I'm curious, what was the basement used for before this?
Well, it's never really been used for anything. So there's a little room down there that's used, rented out by the Cumberland Rose players, and their theatrical group. They rent it out for storage, and then ISU rents out another little spot of it down there. And other than that, it's just been kind of sitting as a catch-all for all our junk of the Opera House. And, yeah, so it was when they originally did the remodel of the Warren Cultural Center in 2012, they wanted to have a restaurant going down there. I was not part of the board or involved in that at all, so I couldn't tell you what really happened too much, but I know it just never came to fulfillment. So there's still like remnants of restaurant down there. So like I found two doors, like those push through doors, you know, the bar style doors down there. I found a drain for a soda machine fountain that we've never had. So it was just kind of sitting there empty. It's really crazy. Like, it's perfect venue for what I'm looking at, this underground. You know, it's got masonry work all around. There's some brick work, a little bit of woodwork around. There's no drywall up on the ceiling, so it's all just the rafters up above, you know, and like some cobwebs here and there. I replaced all the lights with like Edison looking bulbs. I don't know. It's just really like perfect venue for this exact thing. And the really cool thing about it is instead of going through the Opera House in the normal way, like you would upstairs and you'd go up and through all the pretty stuff, this one, a unique thing about Greenfield Square is it used to have an underground passage all the way around the square, from my understanding. And the Opera House is the only one that actually still has that. So you can actually go to the side of the Opera House, go down underneath the Greenfield Square, and you get into the Opera House from there. Hmm. So that's kind of where we got the underground idea. the name of it.
Well, sounds like atmosphere is what you have there for a program called The Underground. You bet. That's, again, this Saturday, August 26th, 7 to 11 p.m., just $5 admission at the door. Anyone 12 and over can come on in. Anyone under 12 needs to be accompanied by an adult, and you're going to see some interesting acts from around the upper Midwest here. It's going to be a metal and punk show, so it'll be a noisy underground is what it'll be. Fair enough, right? All right.
Absolutely.
Very good. Thaddeus Hawley, thank you so much for the time here today. Hey, best of luck with the program. Looking forward to see what else you can do with the basement there.
Awesome. Thank you so much, man. Thank you for having me.